You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hey guys, it's Candace. Lena and I are off this week, but we didn't want to leave you hanging. So we decided to release one of our Patreon exclusive episodes. This will give you a little taste, if you've ever thought of joining our Patreon, of what kind of bonus content you can expect every single month. And if you're a patron already, thank you so much and we love you. Enjoy. Hey guys, it's Candace.
And it's Elena.
And you're listening to Cousins on Crime. Today's case is a really sad one. Let's get into it. January 12th, 2018 was a Friday, and as evening approached, Jolie and her twin sister, Janae, were chilling at their house in
Jolie
Mount Vernon.
Jolie and Janae.
It's really cool because Jolie is J-H-O-L-I-E, and her sister, Janae, is Z-H-A-N-E.
Oh.
It's cool. Okay. Jolie,
I heard the fancy way you said it, and
right.
I was like, oh, okay. And so that
You're
makes
like,
sense.
She's just doing that. No, that's their name.
Okay.
So they lived in Mount Vernon, Virginia. Their dad was out of town that weekend, but the 16-year-olds were good girls. They had never been left home alone before, but their uncle was pretty nearby. So if they needed anything, he was there. But what kind of trouble could you get up to?
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
As they sat in their room after school chatting about what they were going to do for this long weekend, because Monday was MLK Day. Wonder if they had Tuesday off as well. Jolie was braiding Janae's hair, but Jolie seemed to be someplace else.
Like,
she just wasn't
She wasn't there.
She wasn't
there.
Present.
Right. She wasn't present. She kept pausing to respond to incoming text messages. And Janae glanced at her sister's phone when one of them went off and it said Gio. Like she's talking to this guy named Gio. Now, the only Gio she knew of was an acquaintance, like this neighborhood kid. And while he and Jolie were friendly, Janae was curious as to why all of a sudden she's like in conversation with this guy. She's like, that's, and it wasn't just like conversation. It was like heated. She was very attentive to this conversation and she was on her phone. So Janae was going to ask her like, what's going on? But before she had a chance to, Jolie said, I got to go. I just need to go outside for a minute. And she headed out of the room. And Janae's sitting there like thinking, okay, well, hurry up because my hair's half finished. And she hears the front door close. And she was like, okay. So she goes downstairs to see what, like, what is someone here? Or are you just popping outside? But when she opened the door and looked, Jolie wasn't there.
Oh.
So she was like, okay, weird. Janae and Jolie were inseparable and they confided in each other about everything. So for Janae to be in the dark about why Jolie left the house.
Or who, why she's talking to this guy named Gio.
Right. She's like, I don't like this. This doesn't feel good because I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And about an hour later, Jolie's friend, Leslie, stopped by their house to pick her up. And Janae answered the door and Leslie's like, where's your sister? And she's like, I don't know. Do you know where she is? And she's like, no, I don't know where she is. So she texted Jolie and was like, where are you? Your friend is here to pick you up. That's rude. Like, why didn't you tell anybody? Why aren't you telling anybody where you are?
Yeah, you just left like...
Yeah, like, what are you doing? And it just wasn't like her sister, but she trusted her. So she was like, whatever she's doing, I don't know. But she gets a text back saying, I'm fine. I'm going to a party in Norfolk.
A party? Like a party. Just...
Well, Norfolk was 3 hours away.
What?
So Jolie never lied to Janae. And she was like, okay, you're going to a party. And then the rest of the text just said, I'm fine. I'm fine. So she was like, okay. Like, she wouldn't lie to me. I mean, she'll tell me about this later, whatever it is, whatever's going on. She's going to tell me about
but
it later.
But still strange. You had this plan with Leslie.
Right.
But then you just up and leave when you're halfway done with my hair.
Right.
Exactly. To go 3 hours away to this party.
Right. That's... Yeah. Well, it got late. Janae went to bed. Her sister hadn't come home. When she woke up the next morning, Jolie wasn't home. So she picked up her phone and she called. Jolie's phone went straight to voicemail. And that's when Janae started to panic.
Oh my gosh.
None of this had felt right from the start, but she's not home. And now her phone's off, dead or off or whatever it is. So Janae calls her uncle. She's like not ready to get her parents involved yet.
Yeah.
And she asked him if he had heard from her, you know, told him what happened. And he's like, you need to call your parents. You need to call your dad.
Oh, no.
Well, she called her dad. He hadn't heard from her. She called her mom, who lived in Texas, actually. She hadn't heard from Jolie. And like I said, their dad was out of town on business. So now everyone's starting to panic.
Oh, man.
Fairfax County Detective Brian Byerson came to speak with the family. By now, the dad had returned and the mom had made her way up to Mount Vernon. He took Janae's statement and seemed pretty unbothered by the whole thing. If you can imagine that. He said, well, you said it yourself. She walked out of the door on her own accord.
Yeah.
Maybe she ran away. Or she'll be back. And he's like, you know, the best thing that you can do is go look for her.
But where?
Please tell me that. if my child's ever missing, dare you.
Just go look for her. Well, can you help me?
I mean, duh. Yeah.
Can you ping her phone for me, please?
Good Lord Jesus. He said, Lena, Lena.
Don't tell me. I don't want to know. This is
not a lie. He goes, well, Monday's a holiday, so I'll check in with you after the holiday. And her parents were like, what?
What kind of detective is
this? She was like, wait a minute. What? Like, you're off on Monday? Like, no.
What?
No crimes are going to be happening on Monday?
Yeah, they're going to have to wait.
What? Be serious. Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah. So they felt like nobody cared. They felt like this is ridiculous and they needed to do something on their own. So the mom, she called the news station.
Okay.
And got this reporter involved. She's getting right
to it.
That's right.
Thank you.
So the reporter comes to their house and did a Facebook Live.
Okay.
And so got Jolie's name out there, got this hashtag out there and
love it.
More awareness.
But okay. So also look at her Facebook, see if there's this Geo guy on there.
Right. So there wasn't anything that they could find. There was video footage from the Moose's doorbell camera picking up Jolie walking out of the house. She had her phone pressed to her ear and she continued straight down to the street. And then she goes out of frame. That's it.
And so there's no car that you could, that right. could be seen.
There's
from
no
the...
car. I mean, there's cars in the driveway, I think, if I recall correctly, but no car that you can see.
Okay.
You can't even see her walk very far because she just walks out of frame. So, but she was walking fast. She was walking out of the door with intent and she was talking to someone on the phone. And appeared to be like looking to meet someone. Okay. Like she's looking around to see where this person is. So Janae told her parents about Jolie had been texting this guy, Gio. No, he doesn't get the cool pronunciation.
Fancy.
So she's like, you know, I think this guy Gio is who she was going to meet. And her mom was like, I've never heard of this guy. And Jolie told her mom, like, if she liked a guy or whatever, she would have told her mom. And so she's like, okay, well, we got to find this Geo guy.
Right.
So nobody really knew who he was, but Sorrell, Jolie's dad, started calling around. He called the barbershop. He called the, you know, neighborhood grocery store. Does anybody know a guy named Geo? We're trying to get his information.
Okay.
And just, you know, give him our contact information, have him call us. Also, he called Jolie's ex-boyfriend, Nebu. But Nebu said, you know, he had been abiding by that restraining order that Jolie filed against him 4 months prior.
Oh, well, I'm glad he's...
You want to talk about that?
Yes, can okay. we? Because is he really abiding by it? Lena's
like, go on. So Nebu and Jolie, that was like her first real relationship.
Mm.
And though they had only lasted about 6 months, it was a tumultuous relationship. They fell fast and hard for each other, but they fought all the time. And Jolie's family knew, like, this isn't right. Just, yeah. You need to get rid of him. At 16 years old, a relationship shouldn't be that hard.
I'm sitting here thinking, like, they're too young like, to be.
What's the issue?
Yeah. Isn't it supposed to be, like, puppy love at that right. age?
I mean, when I was 16, I was mad at my boyfriend because he cheated on me. Oh, but, well, I mean, I think I have a valid reason. but not the case with Nebu. He was just a jerk.
Mm.
So Jolie ended up breaking up with Nebu, but he couldn't let her go. September 15th, 2017, Nebu followed Jolie home and somehow laid in wait for her in the bushes.
Oh.
I don't know how he got ahead of her, but he was waiting for her. And as she passed by, he jumped out and was like, please talk to me. Please talk to me.
Oh, goodness.
And she was like, dude,
get a clue,
no,
guy.
Go away. And so she's walking, ignoring him. And he pushed her into some bushes.
Oh, uh-uh.
Yes. He pushed her. Well, she called the police.
Okay.
Good girl. And Nebu was arrested for assault. So Jolie's dad took her to the police station the following day to file a restraining order. Like, you need to nip this in the bud now. He needs to stay away from you. It needs to be in writing. And she did do that, but she did not want to press charges on him. So he was let go.
Okay.
So he was meant to stay away from Jolie, and that's exactly what he said he was doing. He hadn't seen or talked to her in months since it all went down. To figure out who Jolie had been on the phone with the day she disappeared, her dad was like, hey, I'm going to get into our cell phone bill.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Like. Yeah. And all this kind of unfolded pretty quickly. She's on his phone plan. So he gets in the cell phone bill and calls that last number.
Okay.
And Sorrell was taken aback when a little boy answered the phone.
Oh, excuse me?
Yeah. He was like, and so after stumbling over some questions, right, exactly, for this 13-year-old boy, he learned that the boy didn't know Jolie. He didn't call her, and he said, but you know what? Some guy asked to borrow my phone while I was at the park the other day.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. So he briefly described this tall, older guy, but it didn't get them really any closer to figuring out who this mystery guy was that she was on the phone with, this Geo person. By now, it had been days, and the only investigation that had been done was by the family. They heard back from this guy named Geo. He said, I heard that y'all were looking for me. And so he spoke with Jolie's mom. I mean, she grilled him for like 30 minutes. And he said, look, I don't know her really. I don't have her cell phone number. I've never called her.
What?
Yeah. And so she's like, well, I mean, and they believed him.
Because was it the same Geo that?
We don't know. Okay. It was just this guy named Geo, a neighborhood kid, and he called.
Okay.
He's like, y'all are looking for me? What's going on? And I think she felt reassured that it probably wasn't him because he called them, you know, to say, hey,
surely he wouldn't have.
Right. He wouldn't have called. I mean, if you were, you wouldn't. Would you? Would you? The FBI had joined the search for Jolie because of that text message saying she was going to Norfolk and possibly that she may be crossing state lines. So they got involved while waiting on the warrant for full access to Jolie's phone, because we know that can take days. Right. And in this case, they told the family it could take up to 2 weeks. Mm. Police were able to track Jolie's phone from her last ping. So they got the location. They just hadn't got the data, like all the data.
Well, time's a ticking.
Right. The last ping that she had on her cell phone was from a local neighborhood park. Well, they had already been there and they'd already looked there and nothing came up. No sign of her. They had done grid searches by this point. They had widened the scope across state lines. Still nothing. They didn't find her phone. They didn't find, there was no shoe, no jacket, no nothing that would indicate she had been there or she was there. Her family was crumbling without her, especially her twin sister.
Oh, man, I could not.
Jolie and Jeanne Moussa were born March 21st, 2001, babies, to their parents, Sorrell and Sarita. Do you love
that's all, too cute.
Every single person in that family? I'm just like, I love to say their names. It feels good coming off my tongue. But Jeanne said in an interview with the program How I Caught My Killer that Jolie was only 2 minutes older than her, but that was enough for her to act like a big sister. You know, she was bossing her around. That the sisters had such a deep love for each other, and they even had their own twin language growing up, according to their mom. Jeanne said her and her sister have never been separated for more than 12 hours in their life.
Whoa.
So this was rocking her world.
Ugh.
Jolie loved singing and dancing, and because this is modern day, we're talking about, you know, they were born in 2001.
Right.
They recorded a lot of videos for Snapchat and social media, and they were quite active on those platforms. She loved to write music, and she wrote stories. She was always coming up with new ideas for stories, and
how cute.
It just sounded like she had this really creative spirit. Her parents got divorced when her and her sister were still young, and when her mom remarried, she moved to Texas. But the girls stayed with their dad.
Mm.
And really, poor Sorrell blamed himself for this. Like, if they'd only lived with their mom, like Jolie would still be here. Like, if I hadn't left that weekend.
Of course. Of course. I think
no one blamed him, of course. But, you know, any parent always blames themselves for things that happen. He was thinking of every scenario that included her coming home. Like, if this, then this. Like, if this, she would be here. And the horrifying fact of the matter was that she would never be coming home again. Because on January 26th, Jolie's body was found in Woodlawn Park, the same park that had already been searched.
What?
More than once.
What?
Yeah. She was about 10 feet off of a concrete path. So close to anyone who walked by, but no one saw her because she was covered in leaves.
Oh my gosh.
She was just a mound of leaves.
No. Oh, I don't like that.
Janae remembers the day that she found out her sister was dead. The detective came into their house and whisked her parents upstairs to break the news, and she heard her mother screaming. And the air left her own lungs. I mean, she knew that a part of her was gone forever.
Oh, my heart hurts.
I know. Jolie's life was celebrated by hundreds of people who gathered in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm not sure why the funeral was held there. Jolie was cremated, but her celebration of life was in Memphis, Tennessee. But the soft music was playing, you know, people were crying here and there, and like a scene out of a movie, Janae stood up and erupted into anger. Like, she literally had to be carried out of there.
Oh my God.
In the middle of the funeral.
Could you imagine the energy going through her body?
She was so mad. She was mad at Jolie for leaving. She was like, "You left me.
Ugh.
You left me here on this earth.
Oh my God.
You left me here forever." And she just, like, we were supposed to do life together. The messiness and the exhilaration of being an adolescent and growing up, the college years, we were supposed to do that, get married.
The weddings that you're going to be in, each other's weddings.
The children that we were supposed to grow up together. The person who she could be her absolute self with, who she told all her secrets to, was gone. And she did not know how to cope with that.
Yeah. At 16 years old.
Right. Speaking of secrets, though, Jolie had told Janae something that she didn't want anyone to know. But after hearing that Jolie had been strangled to death, Janae knew she needed to tell her parents a horrifying truth that she'd been hiding for weeks now.
Oh, no.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So what Janae knew that no one else knew was that Jolie and Nebu were secretly seeing each other. So they had been seeing each other. They weren't fully back together or anything like that, but they would meet up in secret and communicate by phone. That is until Nebu assaulted Jolie again. Now, remember that restraining order?
Right.
When he pushed her into the bushes. Well, the high school moved him to a new school.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow. Which, that's interesting that the high school would go to those lengths, but the police department wouldn't.
Exactly. Well, this significantly disrupted his life, and he blamed Jolie for that. He took no responsibility for his violent behavior towards her. I mean, he got himself removed from that school. Yeah. He got the restraining.
It was
he
his
got
actions.
Himself arrested. He got himself separated from his friends and having to start right in the middle of a school year and transition. Like, that was all on him. But the last time Jolie saw Nebu, he went off on her, blaming her for what had happened. She had ruined his life. He yelled in her face. And then he strangled her until she passed out.
Oh?
Yes. She actually passed out. And when she came to, she woke back up.
Yeah.
She heard him on the phone with someone saying, "Oh my God, I think I killed her."
Oh my gosh.
And Jolie like stands to her feet. She's like, "I got to get out of here." And he's like, "I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry." And she's like, "I got to go. You psycho."
And who was he talking to?
I don't know who he was talking to, but this person that he was talking to, well, I'll share my thoughts on that later.
Okay.
But as far as Janae knew, Jolie was done. That was it. Ooh. She said, "I can never speak to him again. Like, I'm scared of him now. Like, it's not just pushing me in the bushes. Like, I literally
almost lost my life."
Yeah, exactly. She's like, "I'm scared.
Oh my gosh.
I will never speak to him again." But now, knowing that Jolie's cause of death was manual strangulation, she needed to come out with this.
Oh, geez.
Because it's starting to feel like Nebu has murdered her.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
The more she thought about it, the way Jolie was getting agitated and engaging in that text conversation, the way she ran out the door abruptly, it was giving Nebu. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
He's the only person that had that kind of effect on her. And so it was all kind of falling into place for her. When this information made it to police, they gathered their handcuffs, their zip ties or whatever they do these days. And they went to get themselves a Nebu. They arrested him for the unreported assault. So they were able to take him in off the streets because of that assault that Jolie told Janae about.
Okay.
And he admitted to it. He admitted to it. He didn't resist. He said, "Yeah, I choked her that time," whatever it was. And in fact, after slapping the cuffs on him, he turned and asked the detective if they could speak.
Oh.
So he took him into the interrogation room. And Nebu said that on January 12th, he had been texting with Jolie. There was no Gio. Jolie had saved Nebu's number as Gio. So even her sister wouldn't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, secrets.
I know.
No.
So Nebu went to Woodlawn Park, which was walking distance from Jolie's home, and used this little boy's cell phone. Premeditated.
Yeah.
He used this little boy's cell phone so he would not have his number on her phone.
Right.
So I don't know what he said to her to get her out of the house. It feels like she was so done with him. So I don't know. But you know, domestic situations...
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what he said. I mean, we'll likely never know
that. Well, in teenage adolescence, mm-hmm. you don't think about the things of, you know, what could happen.
Exactly. But, you know, she said she'd be right back. She told her sister and then she walked out the door. Now, when she got to the park, Nebu begins to argue with her. Imagine this. And he told the detective that's when he put Jolie in like an MMA type chokehold. And he squeezed her until she went limp.
Oh, my gosh.
And he knew this was different from last time. He knew that he had killed her this time. He just knew.
It's like progressing.
Right. Yeah, escalating for sure. Now, he dragged her body from the path that they were on, which a child throwing a stone could, I mean, that's the distance. And then he covered her with a mound of leaves. And he hears her phone going off.
Oh, geez.
And it's Janae.
Oh, my God.
So he texts her back saying, I'm going to go to a party in Norfolk.
Wow. Tampering with evidence.
Exactly. So he's trying to distance her to give himself time to, you know, get back home, let his parents see him, blah, 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 blah. He told Detective Byerson that he took Jolie's phone and threw it in a nearby body of water. I can't believe, like, I know she was covered in leaves, but I still can't believe no one found her for 2 weeks. She was right there. He did not do a good job of concealing her, especially considering that they searched that park before.
Right.
I mean, multiple occasions.
Leave no leaf unturned.
Right. Like a simple would have revealed, and that's how they found her, as they were moving leaves around. She was so close to home.
Yeah.
So many walked right past that pile of leaves where she was concealed. It breaks my heart that she was out there in the cold.
Yeah.
Alone. And her family was just steps away.
Yeah. And they'd been there. Ugh.
I know. DNA swabs from Jolie's neck came back matching Nebu Ibrahim. Now, they had him. Okay. They were getting out their bait stamps and they were ready to start stamping things for trial. But before trial could move forward, he decided to plead guilty.
Oh. Well.
To the charge of first degree murder. Mm-hmm. Yeah, first degree. Now, at his sentencing hearing, he stood up before the Fairfax County Court and Jolie's loved ones, addressing the Musa family with an apology. Thank you. Thank you so much. He said he was sorry and he hoped they could forgive him someday.
Mm.
Nebu was sentenced to 99 years, but he'll be eligible for parole at some point. I saw one report that said 20 years he'll be eligible. One said 40 something years.
Oh.
So I'm not sure which one is true. But,
and I'm sure if her family has anything to do with it, they'll be at all the parole hearings to stop
that. That's right, they will. Nebu's defense attorney told the court that it was improper to sentence Nebu to life when he had only been 17 at the time he committed the murder. He said, quote, children are constitutionally different from adults. They have diminished culpability and greater prospect for reform. End quote. And yeah, that's an accurate statement, but Nebu was 17.
17.
He wasn't 11.
Right.
He wasn't 13. Like,
when you make an adult decision to kill someone.
The other thing is, like, no one in his life, including his parents, were treating him like he was a child. He had a cell phone. He was out, you know, at the park by himself. Like, nobody is treating him like a child. And he knew the basic fundamentals of right and wrong. Like, what? You play stupid games, you get stupid prizes.
Thank you.
In the words of recently engaged Taylor Swift. Jolie had such a bright future. She could have become a singer or a writer or both.
Yeah.
Her absence will never get easier for her family, especially her twin sister, Janae. Her womb mate.
No.
Jolie's mom and sister and cousin established The Importance of You, which is a resource for intimate partner violence. There are mental health resources on their website, and I'll link it in the show notes. And they tell Jolie's story, not just to keep her name alive, but to bring awareness to the dangers of keeping secrets.
Yes.
Like in these types of relationships.
Oh, man.
If only Jolie would have told Janae who she was talking to or that she was going to meet Nebu. Like, if I'm not back in 10 minutes, come and get me from the park or whatever it is.
Right.
Like, who knows what might have happened? Maybe she couldn't have saved her, but maybe she could. So often we talk about intimate partner violence in adult relationships.
Right.
But it can crop up anywhere in these younger relationships as well. I mean, for an adolescent navigating development, pretty much everything feels confusing, you know, and like the highs and the lows and being misunderstood. I know when I was an adolescent, that was my biggest thing, was feeling like no one understood me or my intentions. And young love is supposed to be easy. Like, it's supposed to be easy and honeymoon the whole time.
Puppy love.
I know. The simplicity of being all in on someone who's all in on you. Like, there's no greater feeling than being an adolescent and being in love.
Yeah.
Young girls, if you're listening, if no one has told you lately, you're worth more than you think.
Yes, absolutely.
Jolie's aunt called her a lighthouse in a dark place. Her smile brightened people's day and her joy was infectious. And I just hope that this story helps someone out there realize their worth.
That's just it. Like, that's why we tell these lives that have been taken from us, so that, I mean, we can shine light on things like this where, I mean, just to be an example of how can we do it better? And so, yeah.
Tell someone your secrets.
It's uncomfortable.
It's a safety thing. It's like, girl, what?
Yeah.
And I know that feeling though, because I was in a tumultuous relationship and I snuck around for a while. And I didn't want anyone to know that I was still seeing him because I was embarrassed and because I couldn't help myself, really.
And that's the thing, like the self-control of, okay, I'll just go talk to him and...
Right. I'll just see him this one last time. Yeah. Tell him, you know, it's over. Stop calling me. I had to literally move out of state to get out of my relationship. Physically take myself out of the Metroplex. But not everybody has that opportunity. And she was 16.
Yeah. Where was she going to go?
I know. I think it was really great that they were separated. Like, he was in another school. She had a really great opportunity. But if he's following her.
Yeah. She couldn't get away from him.
In close proximity. Like, it feels like he would have done this any time. Like, he would have eventually done this to her.
And had he not been caught this time, he would have gone on to the next girl and done it to the next girl. So.
He had that dormant deviance. He had a violence about him.
Yeah. Like we said, it escalated. So exactly. where was this going to go? And,
I know. It's so sad. Sad.
Yeah. My heart hurts for this family, for her twin sister. I mean, I have a twin brother, so I understand the connection, but your twin sister. Like,
I know. Sleeping in the same bed, sharing secrets, your whispering. Girls,
your girl time. And it's such a big loss for her.
I know. Ugh. It's like losing a part of yourself.
Absolutely.
Like, I feel her pain, and I just hope that, so Jolie and Janae, on their 16th birthday, they got matching tattoos.
Oh.
It was an infinity symbol that had their names in it.
Cute.
First of all, my thought was like, 16? Like, your parents let you get a tattoo? Right. But at the same time, it's like, thank God they let them do that. Yeah, because now she has that forever.
Yeah.
And she's probably added to, you know, done something else in memorial of her sister. But just to know that we had that matching tattoo and like, that was special. That's ours. Nobody can take that from us.
Yeah, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
Aww.
And I said that Jolie was cremated. Her mom takes her with her everywhere she goes. Like anywhere, anytime she spends the night away from the house or whatever, she'll take her because she said, I'm never leaving her again. Like ever.
My heart.
I know. So it's this family. It's a beautiful family. They are so cohesive, and thank God they have each other because I mean, it's just, it's such a loss, such a loss.
Well, I'm glad you told her story. Oh, fly high, beautiful girl.
I know. Rest in peace, Jolie.
No. Well, that was great. Let's do it again sometime.
Let's do it.
Okay.
See you next time, guys.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Cousins on Crime. Get connected with us by becoming a free member on our Patreon. Or for just $5 a month, you'll have access to bonus episodes, discussion groups, and much more. If you can't afford $5 a month, we get it. Inflation, am I right? Please consider leaving us a positive review and rating wherever you listen.
And don't forget merch. Support our podcast and show the love by sporting t-shirts with our latest designs or grab an evidence bag to keep the chain of custody for all your valuables. Don't forget to follow our show on your favorite streaming app so you never miss an episode, and get photos and updates on our Instagram at Cousins on Crime Podcast or our Cousins on Crime Facebook page. Have a case suggestion? Email us at cousinsoncrime@gmail.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.